Ezra Klein is a very smart guy, and in a March 12th opinion piece that he titled This Changes Everything that he wrote for the New York Times, he quotes Sundar Pichai, Google's CEO. Now, as Klein notes, Mr. Pichai is not known for exaggeration, and back in 2018, he said, AI, artificial intelligence, is probably the most important thing humanity has ever worked on. I think of it as something more profound than electricity or fire. What could change the human experience more fundamentally than fire did, or electricity? I can't even imagine. The thing is, neither can the brainiacs who are developing AI. Welcome to Here's a Thought, the blogcast for people who overthink. I'm your host, Jan M. Flynn, and when I get to noodling on something, the bubbling little pasta pot that is my brain can boil right over. If you know how that feels, if you sometimes need a break from the squeaking voices in your head, then every week I offer you a chance to shut them up by listening to the ones in mine. On an earlier episode, the one released February 1st, I mused on how, no matter how much we worry, we're rarely worried about the right thing, or the thing that we maybe really should be worrying about. And when I read Ezra Klein's opinion piece, I had my own point driven home to me. Way back in December of 2022, which, when you're talking about the pace of AI development, is practically ancient history, Here's a Thought aired my interview with chatbot GPT. It was amusing, if alarming, especially when, at my prompting, chatbot politely explained how it would conduct a career as a serial killer without getting caught, an explanation that it came up with faster than it took me to type the question. You've no doubt heard about all the scrambling chatbot has caused for professionals who are trying to catch up. Literary magazines have been driven to closure because they've been inundated by AI-written stories and essays. Educators are desperate to find ways around students who are blithely submitting homework or college application essays generated by AI. Meanwhile, some pundits argue that we're fussing too much, that AI doesn't really think, it merely collects existing information and synthesizes it, and it makes mistakes, and it's not perfect. Even its developers admit it sometimes hallucinates. It seems to me that a whole lot of human thought consists of synthesizing information, and that we too make mistakes, and are far from perfect, and we sometimes hallucinate, but what do I know? What I do know is that AI is advancing at a rate we can't get our human heads around, not even the eggheads who are ushering in ever newer and more sophisticated AIs. OpenAI, the company who developed Chatbot GPT, for instance, just unleashed, made available to the public, Chatbot GPT-4. And no, I'm not going to interview it here for two very good reasons. One, I doubt I'm smart enough. And two, I really don't want to piss it off, because I don't know what it will be capable of in the next 5 years, or 5 months, or 5 weeks. And neither does anybody else. Ezra Klein asks us to simply consider for a minute that Sundar Pichai from Google is correct, that the development of AI will change human life more than fire or electricity did, and that it will do it a lot faster, so fast that we can't even see it coming. He points out that we've already gotten sort of used to chatbot-like systems that shape a lot of our lives. How many of us rely on Siri or Alexa? But to quote his article, what's coming will make them look like toys. And we have a very hard time reckoning with the AI improvement curve. He goes on to quote Paul Cristiano, who's a former member of OpenAI, who last year had some pretty chilling things to say. To quote, the broader intellectual world seems to wildly overestimate how long it will take AI systems to go from large impact on the world to unrecognizably transformed world. This is more likely to be years than decades, and there's a real chance that it's months. End quote. Remember how weird it was when COVID was a new thing, and how most of us just kind of went on with life as normal until suddenly the whole thing went sideways and everything shut down and we ran out of toilet paper and there was nowhere to go to get away from it all? An unrecognizably transformed world could be weirder than that, and there wouldn't be a vaccine for it. Ezra Klein moved to the San Francisco Bay Area in 2018, and since then has spent a lot of time hanging around with the people involved in AI development, which he describes as a truly weird culture, a community that he calls, quote, living with an altered sense of time and consequence. They are creating a power that they do not understand at a pace they often cannot believe, end quote. The AI entities, for lack of a better word, that they're working on are busy talking to each other, teaching one another, doing things that their developers don't even know and can't keep track of. As far as we know, the genie has left the bottle so far behind that the bottle is obsolete. Paul Cristiano also writes, quote, there is a good chance that an AI catastrophe looks like an abrupt coup where AI systems permanently disempower humans with little opportunity for resistance. Wait, what? In a 2022 survey, AI experts were asked what probability they put on human beings being so unable to control future advanced AI systems that they actually did disempower humans or cause our extinction. The median answer was 10%. Yes. These are people who are working as hard as they can to develop systems that could have a 10% or better chance of wiping us out. Why? Why are they ushering these things into existence? Well, why did we develop nuclear weapons? Because we're humans. Because we could. Because if our side doesn't, the other guys will, and we'd better get there first. Because it may be that humanity really does have a fatal flaw. Our cleverness far outruns our wisdom. It's what the ancient Greeks called hubris. AI won't necessarily be our enemy or even our overlords. We simply don't know what's coming, and since we can't predict it, we can't plan for it. And honestly, we're not all that great at planning for things we can predict. I'm looking at you, climate change. We may see a new chapter of incredible scientific and technological breakthroughs made possible by advancing AI. We may see our planet saved from ecological disaster. We may see unprecedented global economic and societal upheaval as millions of jobs are rendered irrelevant and our very concept of what constitutes consciousness is called into question. Or we may see all of those things happen at once, at a pace that leaves us unable to adapt to any of them. Paul Cristiano, the guy who left OpenAI, did so to focus on AI alignment, which is the effort to steer AI toward its developers' intentions and goals, or, more generally, toward humanity's better interests. In Isaac Asimov's classic collection of sci-fi stories, I, Robot, first published in 1950, robots, who were the AI of the time, were programmed with three laws. One, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Two, a robot must obey orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. Three, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. That sounds great. But putting similar brakes on advanced AI systems isn't as simple as giving it similar rules. It's very difficult for designers to define the exact range of desired and undesired behaviors in a complex system. And AI is very good at finding the loopholes. Still, I hope we try, or anyway, that people as smart as Paul Cristiano keep trying. Personally, my comprehension of what an algorithm even is or how it operates is better than my cat's, but not much. So if we're not going to slow down on AI development, which looks very unlikely, again, because human hubris, then we'd better hope we can get what is an entirely inhuman form of intelligence to work for the best interests of humanity, which, again, is not something we're so terrific at agreeing on. Maybe AI can help us out with that, if it feels like it. being a very small, very ordinary human being, I can only hope. Meanwhile, the next time I ask my nav system for directions, or Siri for some random fact I'm too lazy to look up for myself, I'm going to be very, very polite. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Here's a Thought with Jan M. Flynn. New episodes release every week, so please hit the plus sign on your podcast listing to follow the show. I'd love to hear from you and get any suggestions you have for topics to overthink on upcoming episodes. Check the show notes for easy ways to reach out to me. Until next time, may you relish your humanity, may you remain resilient, and may all your thoughts be good ones.